Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world, well, this is Youth Station. We're here once more from IRB English Radio, and this is Asma. You're hearing me. It's quite a pleasure to be here with you again. Today we're going a bunch of interesting stuff to discuss about, and here with me I have Brother Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to Youth Station.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here again.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to meet you here again. As for today, we're going to discuss the very topic that is also common. Many times it happens that I think in one way and my family don't think the same way. Or I just think in a specific way which society does not confirm, or which is exactly in the opposite direction of the society or of other people around me. So I would feel so lonely.
Mm.
I'm thinking all alone, I'm doing all alone, and nobody is just thinking like me. That is the consequence of that.
Yeah.
So I would say if we start a question considering that, what should we do when we're not in the same boat as the others?
First, me personally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any problem or anything I face in life, I have to put it on the scales and see where I stand. Because sometimes going against the environment itself, not always the right thing to do,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you remember, we spoke once about emotions and logic, right?
Yes.
Now, sometimes I want to be rebellious. I want to do something
most of the
time. Yeah, against the
as
norm.
As youth.
But does that mean it's right, though?
That doesn't mean it's right.
Does it mean, yeah. So for example, I'm saying, you know, everyone is against me. No one likes me. No one loves me. But I mean, maybe I'm doing something wrong here. Not the people. So I'm just trying to give you the, you know.
Yes, I know
the scales,
what you
right?
mean.
So there are times where whatever you go through as a young person, ask yourself the question, am I on the right track or not? Is what I'm doing correct or not? Is the people wrong or not?
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll find there are times where everyone is wrong and you are right.
Yes.
You have that. And sometimes now you find yourself wrong, but you're driven by your emotions. So you want to be rebellious and you want to do something against the norm. So for example, I'll give you a story of my own personal life, right? When I was in my teen years.
That's very nice. We're happy to hear that.
Yeah. My dad wouldn't be. So when I was in my teen years, I used to love having long hair, right?
Yes.
So I used to grow my hair long. I mean, not to say there's something wrong with having long hair. You know, so okay, I want to do it. You know, I don't care what people say.
So you did it and then?
I did it and then I got bashed. My dad used to come. He would shave my head off. If I would have thought of logically back in, you know, at least these years, I would go with a better haircut,
mm-hmm.
at least for
my
dad's sake.
You know, when you're younger, your logic does not work that as strong.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. So especially...
No, it's not a problem. I think that how it should be.
No, it's a problem not thinking logically when you're young. Because you should be. A
lot of people
actually,
should be.
See, this is... I think this is a common mistake that we make.
Mm-hmm. So
that we think that, okay, since he's in his teen years and he has the right to be...
they have to experience things.
No, experiencing things is different. But doesn't mean you experience them on the
sometimes your logic does not just go with
no, it's not
whatever
developed,
you want.
It's not fully developed, yes. But does that mean I should not be learning?
Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
As a young person, I found out that having a mentor
mm-hmm.
or having someone that guides you through is absolutely vital and necessary. Because mm-hmm. sometimes when you're by yourself and you're thinking for yourself and your thinking hasn't developed yet, that's where you make the most of mistakes.
Yeah, so we must have a person on our side who tells us what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah, someone that you can relate to, someone like that you can feel close to at least on a, you know, on a heart to heart.
And you listen to, and when they talk to you, they give you advices, so, you don't feel like, oh my God, another nosy person is around me.
If I had such a person in my life when I was in my teen years, a lot of things I wouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, for example, I would have, you know, wouldn't done a lot of things that would upset my dad and get him in trouble. I wouldn't have, you know, run away from my room at night, jump from the window to go hang out with my friends. I don't know. There are a lot of things I regret doing that back in the day I've done. The idea is that, you know, as a person, as a young person, think of what you're going through. Sometimes, like I said, it is what you're doing is correct and mm-hmm. you need to continue. Sometimes it's not. And you need to
stop.
So
not all what we do and we consider as rebellion is not going to be good. It's not on the good side of the story.
Of course not. That's why we end up regretting a lot of things mm-hmm. that we've done in our youth.
Yes.
So, we, you know, when you know they always ask people this question, old people, if you could go back in time, what would you change?
Yes, that's
right. Obviously, because we made
very
some
nice
mistakes.
Question.
So we made mistakes. And mm-hmm. I think, obviously, these mistakes is what made us who we are.
Yes,
so not
exactly.
To say they are,
the process of growing up.
Yeah.
That's how we grow up.
As fighting the environment itself, sometimes you need to fight, mm-hmm. especially in terms of aqad, in terms of
beliefs. That's what we're going
because,
to discuss more.
And this is one of the concepts in the Quran, actually, mm-hmm. where Allah says, he looks at it in terms of qilla and kathra, mm-hmm. being minority and being the majority. And Allah always in the Quran, always, you will not find one verse where he looks at the majority being the good ones.
Yes.
أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ this, أَكْثَرُهُمْ that.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
The majority of that. And when he looks at the qilla, the minority, قَلِيلًا مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ قَلِيلًا مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الصَّبُورِ قَلِيل, you know, the few are thankful, the few are
the
patient,
good
the
things
few
are
this.
Few.
They're always a few, mm-hmm. which means you being in a few, for example, especially being in the Western country, you are the minority.
Exactly.
Right? Your faith is on the line. Mm-hmm. Your beliefs are on the line. Should I follow the West? Yeah. And have my faith as a name. Like, for example, I know a lot of my friends. They would go to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. They would eat McDonald's. I'm like, dude, why are you eating McDonald's? It's haram. They say, no, well, you know, the thing is, if you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before you eat,
again, justification.
Halal. No, but actually it becomes a belief. It's a belief system. The hadith says, you know, at the end of times, the only thing that would remain of Islam is the name.
Yes.
And of the Quran.
Yes, that is what I'm going to say. As a youth, if I consider myself a person who is practicing Islam, then nowadays, since advertisement is working so hard, and as you said, there's a plan behind the curtains, which we do not know, but it's very clear.
Big
it's
brother.
It's the big elephant in the room. Everyone knows and nobody talks about. Mm-hmm. There are many rules in Islam that we should follow, but nowadays many youth do not follow, and they just bring justification for it.
Yeah.
If I'm doing this, it's because this is not that important. Oh, that is not that important. But the fact is, even if you are the minority in situations like this, you have to practice whatever you have been told to be truth. Mm-hmm. You've been told that the thing that you're doing is the true thing you have to do. Like, for example, having hijab, which recently we see that many people do not practice that very well.
Well, even if they practice hijab, mm-hmm. it's not the Islamic hijab.
Yes.
I was having this discussion with one of my relatives recently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's fully hijabed.
Yes.
But a hijab is not Islamic hijab at all.
So since we were talking about being in minority and not going with the flow or with the currents, sometimes you are the right person. You are thinking right. You don't have to go with the majority.
Of course, that's when you need to resist.
Yes.
That's when you need to
that's the important thing we should
uprising.
Consider. And when you are in the right side and nobody is with you, try to have persistence. Don't lose your strength. What you are doing is true no matter how many people are telling you that it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Because I have experienced that, especially when we were at university. The way many people think is just exactly the reverse of what you think. Mm-hmm. Sometimes some of the people who were just like me, they had the same school of thought, they got so much disappointed and they said, oh, it's better not to speak.
Yeah.
But that's the wrong thing, I suppose.
No, not just that. Look, when I was in primary school and high school, being a Muslim in a Western country, mm-hmm. you become, I mean, I went through this process myself, right?
Yes.
So my name is Abdullah.
Mm-hmm.
It's as Islamic as it gets. It's got Allah in it.
It's very clearly
right?
Islamic.
So, I mean, I'm sitting with Johnny, Sarah, and Tony, and, mm-hmm. and Samantha, and then all of a sudden the teacher goes, Abdullah, because there's this Islamophobia happening mm-hmm. in the world, so being a Muslim and being like a person in a room full of Westerners, and everyone yeah. thinks that Islam is a problem of the world. And like I said, even your name becomes a source of problem.
Exactly.
But as a young person, as a youth person, you need to develop that sense of pride in who you are and what you are.
Yes, and confidence in yourself.
Yeah. So a lot of the youth that I've known, like with girls and boys who are in high school or primary school, like late years primary school, or their mm-hmm. faith, they feel like they're under threat.
Or how they feel, how they think.
Yeah, because their iman is weak. The lack of understanding why they're wearing what they're wearing or why they're doing with it. So, for example, I always encourage kids to pray at school no matter what. I said to them, it's your right to pray. Mm-hmm. It's the school duty to provide you with a prayer room, at least where I live. It's the Board of Education of the country.
Mm-hmm.
The education system allows people to express their religions. So each school and university must have a prayer room, whether you're a Christian or Jew or a Muslim. There must be a prayer room for a person to
everywhere
express.
There must
Every,
be.
So I said to them, look, it's your duty. You know, you go pray. You say, mm-hmm. I need to pray. You don't need to be afraid of anyone. Have that sense of pride in yourself, especially with the Shia, for example. I say to them, you know, because some of the Shia, they go to schools or they go to places where other people from different faiths are there, and they are afraid or shy to put the turba, right? To
yes,
pray on the turba.
Yes.
So I said to them, no, don't be shy of who you are and what you are. Actually be proud of that.
That's
I said, you know
the
what?
Point.
I deliberately, me, myself, right, I would go to a masjid that's, you know, especially when I'm traveling, because hardly find masjid for Shia. So I end up in a masjid of other schools of thought from our brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in the middle of the masjid. I put the turba and I pray in the middle. Everyone can see me. I'm just trying to make a statement. I'm not afraid. So be,
yes,
you know,
everyone has
in,
got their
yeah, so
own belief.
Believe in what you think. If at least, as you know, as long as you're on the right track, of course. You know, and you have to fight your way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the test of life. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets to see your true iman,
mm-hmm.
your true faith. Are you going to back off or are you going to take it seriously and fight it? It gives you such a massive boost of strength that you would never feel unless you put yourself in the position where you're trying to fight your way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you back down and you're trying to go with the flow, you'll always feel down.
Exactly.
You'll always feel like you are neglected. You are always under threat
mm-hmm.
and you'll never feel good.
And it has got a point, you know, you cannot follow them everywhere for everything.
You will not be successful. For example, a lot
exactly.
of the youth that I know who decided to go with the Western kind of way of mm-hmm. life, they've lost everything. You know, and most importantly,
yes, at the end
they
of the
lost
day,
their faith.
They would end up like pretty much regretful for what they have
yeah,
done.
Yeah, but then again, I guess at some stage it becomes too late. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, they just try to fit in. They just like copying the way they dress and stuff like that. And then they won't. So sometimes it begins with, the Quran says, khutwat al-shaytan, the footsteps of the shaytan.
Exactly.
And then they lose. Take a pride.
Yes, we
in
must
being
be strong.
A minority.
Yes.
I take a pride in me being different.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Everyone should be
yeah.
their true character. You know, I always say that be yourself. That's the rightest thing
you
could do.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes even, you might even find yourself at a state where the people that you live with who share the same faith as you, they might be the ones who are against you as well.
Exactly.
So
that happens a lot.
Not always your enemies.
Well.
I remember give you an example. One day I was traveling from one country to another country, from an Islamic country to another non-Islamic country. But the majority of the people that was in the plane,
mm-hmm.
they were from this Islamic country.
Yeah.
Or from this country, right? It was time for Salah. So I took my prayer mat and I went down to pray, right? And to me, timing is everything. I don't care about Salah itself. Timing is more important.
Yes, time is very important.
So I was taking my prayer mat with me,
mm-hmm.
and then I could hear a guy was talking to his wife. They're both Muslims. Like, look at him. He's going to pray. Like, as if they kind of making fun of it. And I'm like, I don't care. Obviously, it's unfortunate, but I'm saying sometimes you might
mm-hmm.
find people from your own faith, from your own environment, who share the same thing with you,
exactly.
who might be against you.
Yes.
So don't back down. You still have to fight your way out of it.
We are discussing the very common topic that tells us many people go with the current. That's not what always happens. Sometimes you are against the current exactly. In such situations, just there are two ways for you. One way you think if you are being true or not, and if you're on the wrong side, on the wrong track, just try to give it a second thought, and maybe you could feel the rightest way, and then you would go with the current. But on the other side of the story, if you are being right and the entire world is against you, just stay strong, be persistent, and go exactly the way you think is the truest way to go. So once more, thank you for lending us your ears and attention. This was all that we got with today's episode. Thank you for listening. May Allah protect you.